Hi there, welcome back to lesson three. We are going to be talking about pairing plants with animals when it comes to readings and when it comes to healings. You know, humans have always been in conversation with animals and with plants, but long before we understood how healing plants could be, herbal medicine actually started with animals. Animals have been using plants for healing purposes for centuries. It is from observing wild animals that led humans to learn the healing benefits of plants. The Indian tribes of the Western United States learned about certain antimicrobial properties, if I'm saying that right. It was actually a plant called asha by observing bears ingest them and roll in the plants. And asha is mainly known and used by humans for its antiviral benefits. It's actually referred to in First Nations customs as being bear medicine. Also, chimpanzees and gorillas living in Africa have chosen certain plants to expel their parasites, and they knew exactly how much of the plant to eat to achieve the desired result without having toxic side effects from them. So animals really understood what plants could do and how the energy of certain plants could affect us. But you can also connect with an energy of a plant, and you can use the energy of that plant to give a reading to someone. You know, it will tell you a lot about someone if they're drawn to roses versus daffodils, or lilies versus crocuses, or, and I know, they're very similar, but not exactly the same. And so using plants and the vibration of them to understand why someone feels intuitively connected, I'll tell you something. You know when you get a bouquet of flowers, and oftentimes they'll come with like that palm thing, I don't know what it's called. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It doesn't make me happy. It doesn't feed my spirit. It doesn't bring me joy. And I'm like, do I just not like palm trees? Like, what is wrong with me? I don't know what it is about that plant, but I always feel like I have no desire to be in like tropical places. Like, I've never wanted to go to Mexico. I've never wanted to go to like the Dominican Republic or places like that. It's just not for me. But I do love the idea of thinking of places like Ireland and Scotland and England. And I recently have fallen in love, in head over heel love, with roses. And it's such a common flower. And it's so strange because I never used to. I was always like, these things are so annoying. They're prickly. They have thorns. But lately, it just feels like the rose has so much beauty to offer and that it can just be each one of them so unique and beautiful. And that is crazy to me that as I evolve, I connect with a different energy of a plant than what I did when I was younger. That's because I'm always evolving. My energy is changing. I'm learning new things. And the rose, I need the rose right now. She's offering me this beautiful feminine energy that's just allowing me to develop into this 50-year-old woman and feel good about who I am. And pairing that with the animals that are with me right now, such as the elephant that I've seen walking with me for several days and connecting with me, which is very much about family and mothering and nurturing. So you can use the animal with the plant because those energies are so similar and they're so complementary of each other. It just makes sense. So you can even get tarot cards that have I think they may be a deck of oracle cards, and it's plant animal medicine. As soon as I saw those, I was like, yep, that makes sense to me. Plant medicine and animal medicine, those two things just go hand in hand. And herbs grow everywhere in the wild, just like we have wild animals everywhere. So on the side of the road, like just like you can drive past a deer, well, you can be driving past a herb or a plant and it catch your eye, and you should question yourself, why was I really noticing those blackberry bushes? Or why was I so focused on those spruce trees? For me, a good old-fashioned oak tree is everything. I mean, I dream of having a property and a home that was lined and layered with giant oak trees. They're just something so magical and, I don't know, just so wholesome and grounded about them. But I also love, you know, a spruce tree equally for their strength and what they have to offer. So the energy of those can really restore us. They can help bring like these anti-inflammatory properties to our body, to our mind, and to our spirit. And when you think about plant animal medicine, you have to think, you have to know. I mean, I think we all know and recognize that animals are truly the biggest healers that we have. I mean, listen, our heart rates drop, our anxiety goes away. When you're focused on your animal and you're connected to them, you just feel this, such this sense of love and peace that envelops you and comes over you. And that's huge. The vulnerability that we feel by opening up ourselves to animals allows us to really look at ourselves and become more rooted in the present and in the now. And plants can do the same thing. You know, you've met people in your life that they'll tell you they could spend hours and hours and hours and get lost in their garden. So herbs and plants supporting animals and animals supporting the energy of them, it's like one can only exist without the other. And I think that it's such a complementary, you know, thing to pair with your readings. I think the conversation that the plants are telling you about the client and the animals telling you about the client can pair together to give you this deeper insight and this reading and this message. So that's what I'd like you to do. I'd like to encourage you to work with plant medicine with people. And when I'm saying plant medicine, it doesn't mean that you have to walk up to someone and put a bay leaf on their owie. I'm saying plant medicine. Ask them questions. What flower are you the most drawn to? What flower are you the most put off by? What scent of plant do you enjoy? Would you prefer to be in a forest or would you like to be in a jungle? Would you prefer to be, you know, stuck in seaweed or would you prefer to be stuck in sand? Those are all things that are giving you the energy and the vibration of where that person is at in their life and where they were at in the past. And when you start talking to people about plants in general and herbs and pairing that with animals, they'll start opening up because it feels safe to talk about plants. It doesn't feel like you're asking them their life story. It feels like you're interested and curious in something that your client may not even understand how or where you're going with this. Like, what is she going to tell me about because I like daisies? How is she going to know anything about me because I like daisies? Well, if you guys go and I obviously can't give you all the flowerology meanings now, but there are books and cards and wealths of information. If you want to know the spiritual meaning behind daisies, go and look it up and create a little journal or book for yourself that has all those little tips. And the more you learn, I mean, when someone says to me, I love daisies, that's my favorite flower, I see them as being very natural, real, and grounded. When someone tells me, I love roses, I see them as being very mysterious, open, nurturing, but also a little bit guarded. When someone tells me that they love aloe vera plants, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You're a healer. And then pair that. Well, I love aloe vera plants, but I'm also really drawn to tigers. Okay, well, an aloe vera plant is very healing, and that tiger is very protective, and they're also very protective of their young. So I see you as a healer, but I also see you as someone being really guarded and wanting to protect yourself and your energy so that you don't overspend that and give that to others. It's so there. Those messages and those readings can really pull the thread when you're using both of the energies. So Google is your friend because there's a list of all the animals and the spirit animals and everything is there, and all the plants have meanings. And by the way, if you go to Google and it says that, I don't know, let's say ferns represent, you know, chaotic energy, and you're like, oh, really? I don't really get that. When I look at a fern, I get this like fairy energy. Great. What does it mean? It means how it feels to you. So definitely use Google and these things as your assistant, but nothing is verbatim. What is verbatim is how it makes you feel and how it connects with you. I hope that makes sense. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. This is the final level in the series. This is it, level 4. So I hope as we go through this level, you're learning, you're growing, you're taking notes, and we're plowing through this together. Chat with you soon.